We've been learning in our study of 1 Corinthians that cheap truths make weak churches. When our focus is taken off of the gospel and put in other areas, it can create factions and divisions. It does this because when focus is taken off that which is truly authoritative and that which truly humbles us, and it's placed on something else, then our pride and self-love will rise. When authority and power are placed onto areas that do not contain any true authority or power, then neither will the people, the churches, who follow such foolishness have any authority or power. When you place the cross of Christ on the sidelines, then you have benched your only source of power. When you put Christ on the sidelines and send in a substitute because we think the substitute is dressed better or looks stronger, in reality, you're making yourself and your team weaker. And you can say, yeah, Cliff, but Jesus is still on our team. We'll even send him in to play on special teams. He just can't be the quarterback all the time calling all the plays. Well, you treat him like the Texas A&M player who wears the number 12, who represents the 12th man. The 12th man on the Texas A&M football team is the fan base, and the player wearing the number 12 is a walk-on player, and it's a hat tip to the fan base. He's a token player. And there's a way that churches and people can attempt to treat Jesus in that way to their own detriment. And the church at Corinth was in the process of doing that very thing. Have you or has your church been treating Jesus like the 12th man? When you pray today, please remember Tracy Miller and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Samba Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.